Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you. Those of you that want that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity right now, not 20 or 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can be able to live the life that you love with those that you love, doing what you want. And I'm so excited to have you here because you're not just here to create prosperity for yourself, but you know as you liberate yourself, you can create a greater ripple effect through your life and the lives of others. It's not just about comfort and convenience. It's about blessing the lives of those around you by prospering yourself. And that's my ripple effect, and that's what I'm excited to share with you guys today. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You've got great blogs on there. We got the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. That actually explains how my average client's freed up $34,000 a year. And that's not even including, in many cases, people creating passive income with their investments. So check that out if that's something that speaks to you. You know, so today I really want to ask you a question. Do you really feel like that you would have been further ahead by now? Like when you look back on your life, did you say, you know what, based on where I am now, I thought I'd be further ahead. Have you had those feelings? Whether that's in your business, if you're an entrepreneur and you're saying, man, I've been putting money and reinvesting in my business, but man, if that business stops, I'm toast. Like I'm financial toast, right? I don't have anything to really go off of. Or maybe you've been working a job and you've been stashing money into your retirement accounts or savings accounts or whatever it's been. You've been stashing money away, but it's not working for you, right? And that might be part of the reason why you're listening to the show is you're like, this should be doing better, like especially with the money you might have been putting away in 401ks or whatever, right? You know, if you feel like you've been at a place where now you're thinking, I'm behind the ball here. Like I should be further ahead based on where I thought I would have been. Maybe if I look back, I would ask myself 10 years ago where I thought I would have been. And so I want to address that because I think that's a real common fear. It's not just you. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people that feel this way. Even people that make great money. A lot of people that make great money actually still feel this way. You know, I was talking to entrepreneurs over this week and many of them said, yeah, you know, that's the one thing is that, you know, if my income stops, you know, if my business income stops, even though I make great income, what am I going to do? You know, like I don't really have anything else. And often I'm just taking my money and reinvest it back in my business and that's it. And so it's not like I have this extra savings or anything on the side. I'm basically just putting money back in to keep building my income, but I'm not really keeping any of that income. And then I get some of you that say, okay, Chris, I really have been investing in the stock market for the last several years. And I know the market's hitting new highs, you know, with S&P 500 near 3000, but for whatever reason, I'm not, you know, I don't feel like my money's growing at all. And this last year has been awesome for that because the market's only gone up maybe a few percent, but people are saying, I'm feeling my fund looks flat. It's not even going up. And this is the perfect time to see that. And I've had a large amount of people coming to me recently because of this. And, you know, I want to address that. I want to offer some solutions here. Now, I also want you to know, like I've been there too. You know, I've been in the place where, you know, I've had several different financial resets. You know, I remember when I first went full-time as a financial advisor back in 2004, I quit my full-time job, lost my benefits and everything to go live the dream, only to watch it become a nightmare because now it was all on me. I felt all that pressure of having to take care of my family. And you know what? That was a lot of pressure. And I found myself going and taking on odds and ends jobs. I was doing telemarketing calls and all that kind of stuff, right? Just to keep my family out of a hole. You know, even my wife went to work for a few months just to help us float. And you know, we missed our oldest son walking his first steps and things like that. You know, and then of course, again, you know, and you know, I got to the point where just a few years later, I was able to retire, you know, I was able to reverse that around. And then of course, a year or two after that, the recession hit, and then I found myself back in the rat race again. Right. And I'm struggling to make ends meet once again, but now I'm like $1 million in debt. And then of course I start to pay off that debt. And then I go and start Money Ripples, you know, 7 years ago. And I start that up, and of course, that's like hitting the reset button, because now, you know, your income drops for, you know, several months as you start to ramp things up, and, you know, you're investing your savings and everything you can into that business to get it going, and you're just investing over and over, and it's like this rubber band almost. You like, you expand, you start to see something, and then it contracts, expands and contracts, and so on. And, you know, and honestly, that's just life. I mean, that's going to happen from time to time, especially if you're up to bigger things. If you're just doing the steady course, you know, you're working that steady job, hey, great. You know, you're probably, if anything, you're kind of feeling like you're dying a slow death, you know? But for those of you that maybe have had that experience as business owners trying to launch something, you know, or get things moving, you're trying to put every dollar you can back in your business while still paying your family and making ends meet, you know? And I get that. I've been there. But I'll tell you, like, there's, for both of you, no matter which side of this coin you're on, there are answers. There are ways to get ahead and break the cycle. But to do that, it's going to require much different thinking you've had before. And maybe for some of you, it's not that much different. But again, it doesn't take much. Sometimes it just takes that one little tip, that one little extra thing that you learn, or that aha that you have, that makes all the difference, that creates that slight edge that creates this massive difference in your life. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can add to that, you know, whether that's the thing that clicks for you and then all of a sudden it takes off for you, or maybe it doesn't, you know, maybe it's one more thing to help get you in the step in the right direction. So for those of you who are business owners, I'm going to start with you, because you're in a unique place. For you guys, you got to really start, as you're building your business, you got to really start thinking about creating other streams of income. Now, I do not want to create other streams of income that distract you from your business. That is the wrong thing to do. In fact, you can actually lose income overall. I remember during the recession, when I was trying to dig myself out, I had 5 different businesses going on. Although each of them paid me streams of income, what was really interesting is that my income overall dropped from what it was before. So although I had multiple streams of income, my income was dropping. Why? Because I didn't have enough focus. I wasn't really focused on what I could do. When I cut off 3 of those and focused on just 2, my income jumped up and then went up higher than it was previously. So my point here is this, is that yes, you do need to start creating passive, you know, residual and or passive streams of income, whether it be through your business and even especially outside of your business. If you're a network marketer or you're in some sort of direct sales or something like that, and your business is your main stream of income and you've been banking on this, I got to tell you, nothing is certain. Nothing is really secure in your situation. You do not own your business. You are a contractor. The company can do anything. They can cut you off today. You could lose all of your income right now. And I know if you've been around long enough, that's in the back of your mind. You know this. And so this is why you got to create multiple streams of income. This is why I talk about things like investing in other streams, like, you know, investing in turnkey real estate or something like that, or it could be funds or syndications, depending on where you are, things that will pay you at least 10% rate of returns a year, that can, and especially can start generating you regular monthly cash flow every month, right? You know, creating that monthly income, because you do need that. And I'll tell you, as a business owner, no matter what kind of business you're in, you will be more powerful if you've got other streams of income coming in. Because if you're not relying solely on your business income, what happens is you start to relax. You start to think, you know what? I don't need that one customer, or I don't need that one client, or whoever it might be. I don't need that sale. You know, now you may not, you won't deny it. I know that. But at least you're in the place where you're not in desperation, where you have to have it to keep surviving each and every month. It's such a powerful place to be. And trust me, I know this from personal experience, having been on the other side of this now, where now it's like, it's been a revolutionary time for me, especially these last 3 years, you know, especially from the time I was able to be out of the rat race again. And it's such a different place. And you come so much more powerfully that people actually want to pay you when you don't need the money. That's when people want to pay you the most. And I know you've probably noticed this, you know, whether you've consciously known this or not, you've probably seen this experience in your life, haven't you? So your goal is to do that. Now, if you haven't done anything with savings, my recommendation is start now. And you could do it simply. You could make this automatic. You can set it up just like the regular automatic type of payments you go through your bank account. You can seriously set up $10 a week. If you're just starting out, just even if you're paycheck to paycheck, you think I can't even afford to put anything away extra, just transfer automatically. It could be 10 bucks a paycheck. It could be a couple dollars. I don't care. It could be $50 a month, $100 a month. Start with something, wherever that might be. Start somewhere. You'll probably notice within a few months you could do more. But at least start there and realize that you actually won't miss that money. You know, that money won't make or break you, but it'll get you somewhere better. Especially when you're in business, you need some cash reserves. You really do. You know, I was in a mastermind with Brendan Burchard, Dean Graziosi, and Ethan Willis, and listening to some of their stories. And, you know, Dean Graziosi, he brought up something really interesting. Both him and Brendan Burchard brought up the same point. You know, Dean said that it just 3.5 years ago when he launched his book, you know, this The Millionaire Habits book that he had written, he launched it, and he was paying, literally, he's paying about $250,000 a month to get this book launched and get it going. And the book, by the way, was not a money maker for him. It was actually a loss leader. And he was trying to launch that thing, and for months, it didn't do squat. He was losing. He was in the hole. He was having to take out of his savings roughly a couple $100,000 a month to start boosting that up, to keep the campaign going. And he had cut off his real estate. He's like, I'm shutting down the real estate side of this thing, or a big part of it. And his team kept saying, well, maybe we should open it back up. At least do that while we're also doing the book. And he wouldn't do it. He felt so strongly about it. Now, he couldn't have done that had he not had millions saved up on the side. He was literally having to put money in. Brendan Burchard said the same thing. He said, you know what, for his situation, like, he feels like he has to have at least 12 months of his expenses on the side that he knows his company could keep running, sustained for 12 months without him, you know, doing a single thing, without working. Now, that's a great goal. I mean, some of you guys are already there, some of you aren't. And that's a great goal to get to eventually. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but this is why you need this. You really, really need to get somewhere. And you'll notice that as you start to do this, the needle will start moving in the right direction for you. You will see that. Now, for those of you that you could be business owners, or you're probably employees at jobs, you're working W-2, maybe you're making good money there, but you have been saving. Say you've been saving money and you've been putting away, and you're like, what's going on here? Well, let me kind of reveal to you what might be happening, right? Now, especially if you're just putting money into a savings account, you're already worried. You're saying, okay, this money's got to start working for me. By the way, if you're looking for that, reach out to me. Shoot me an email, seriously, because there are some answers to get that money working for you. But for the rest of you, you would probably say, okay, I've got this money, you know, going to my 401ks or IRAs, or I've got this money out there, but something still feels like I'm not where I should be. Like, I wonder if I could be doing something better. And it's something that actually could really generate some cash flow versus just growing my money. Maybe it could start paying me finally. Now, a lot of people are wondering, like, however long you've been putting money away, right? Whether you've been saving money in the bank, obviously you already know the problem. You're not making any money there. But you probably will be surprised if you put money in the mutual funds. You're probably wondering why you're not making much. Now, I mentioned the last year, you've probably only seen about a couple percent growth depending on the day, right? Now, you may not have been seeing that growth at all in the last 1 year. If you're looking at the last 12 months specifically, you might be saying, wait a minute, like, it's going up and down, but I haven't really gone anywhere. Why is that? Well, let me break it down for you. First and foremost, what financial advisors are telling you about the rates of return on the stock market aren't 100% true. They're not lying, but they're not exactly giving you numbers that you can bank on. So for example, if you hear people, and I used to do this as a financial advisor, I tell people, hey, the market's averaged 10% in large cap stocks, 12% in small cap, right? And we would tout those numbers like they've been that way since 1920s and so on, right? And, even with the Great Depression, which the Great Depression was awesome for financial advisors, because when the market tanks 90%, you have to understand that when it tanks 90%, you don't need 90% to get back to zero. You need closer to like 900 or 1,000% to get back to zero. Because if you had 100,000 bucks, you lost 90% in the stock market like it did in the Great Depression up at one point. You lost 90% from the high. Well, that means you went from 100,000 down to 10,000, right? Well, what if you got 90% the next year? Well, remember, 90% doesn't get you back up to 100,000, does it? 90% got you to 19,000. You still got five times to go. And so what happens, you got to get up from 10,000 up to 100,000. You've got to, again, you know, make 100%. It gets you up to 20,000 and so on, right? So you basically got to make 900% to get back up to that 100,000 where you started. 900%. Now think of the average on that. You lose 90%. And let's just say it's a weird, crazy year. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It took 3 years. Heck, we'll even say it took 4 years to get there, which is not too far off. So 4 years to get back, actually it took longer, but let's just use this for easy math, right? It took you 4 years to get back up there. So it took 4 years to make that 900%. So you lost 90, you gained 900. That means you netted 810%. Divide that by 5 years. That means you averaged, in that case, you averaged over, you know, remember 810 divided by 5, you're looking at about 160% average per year. So in the numbers, when those, you know, whenever they send you the numbers on mutual funds of what do they average, they always show you this number that the average would be, yeah, it's 160%. Now you'll look at it and say, wait a minute, but my account is below zero because I also paid fees, and fees aren't taken into those numbers either. So you're still not at $100,000 and you somehow average 160% return. Now, granted, because it's not so drastic, right, in the markets, we never see it. We just know that something doesn't feel right. You know, same thing. You lose 50%, you need 100% to get back to even. You lose 25%, you need 33.3% to get back to even. See, once you have a negative number, average and actual numbers are not the same. That's what all these financial advisors are banking on, that literally they show you between the two true numbers, they show you the one that looks better, which is always the average return. So they show you that number. But the actual return is much different. For example, you know, as of the day I'm recording this, I said, all right, I went back. I went to look at the last, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, right? I just want to see what the averages are. Now, the average in the last 10 years is ridiculous. Ridiculous because we were at a market low in 2009. You know, it was just starting to come back. So the S&P just got at the bottom of the recession. So looking at the bottom to now at new highs, of course it looks awesome. You realize that the S&P went from 1,054 to just under 3,000. That means it nearly tripled. That's an average. Now, that you might say triple sounds awesome, but in 10 years, that average is around 11% returns, a little over 11%, or just pretty much right about 11% return. That is above average, guys, especially for a 10-year period. The 10-year period before that wasn't so hot, you know, because if you look at that, actually the market was higher in 1999 than it was in 2009. So it actually went down in that 10-year period. So you look at the average return for the 20 years from 1999 to now in 2009, the 20-year average, it was 4.3%. So for those of you guys who have been investing for the last couple decades, you've probably realized that your funds don't look much better than if you invested in a CD over the last 20 years. Now, if you look at the last 30 years, now it gets better. The last 30 years, it's been about a 7.4% rate of return since 1989. This is closer to the real return of the market. Now, if you go back 40 years, it's around 8% and so on. So 7 to 8% is pretty typical. Now, that's at the S&P 500. That's if you were invested there. Now, some of you might say, Chris, I'm invested there. I'm in the S&P 500. Congratulations. Guess what? You don't get S&P 500 returns, you know, because you still have money taken out. They still take out fees that are not part of those returns. So the problem is, even if you made one, you know, even if the S&P went up 1%, because the average fees are at least 1 to 1.5%, you're probably looking at zero or less than zero. And so think about this. If you're thinking that the real return, let's just say we go conservative, the stock market, you actually get 7%, but then you have the fees taken out, right? Okay, maybe you're at 6.5 to 7%, right? But guess what? Then you still have taxes. Say that you happen to even get 7%, even after fees, but you got 25 to 30% of taxes coming out when you finally pull that money out of your IRAs or 401ks. Guess what? Now you're down to like 5 average or even less than that. So you're down about a 5% return. Guys, that's not going to get it. That's not going to get you there. You know, I'll give you an example. Ran some other numbers here. And I ran this at if you did 7%, right? But I'll run this as if you got 6% net return. You say you have 200,000 currently in the market. You want to retire in 15 years. You're maxing out your contributions in your 401k right now. So you got $200,000 to start with, plus you're putting in, say, with the match and everything, you're getting in like $24,000 a year. You want to retire in 15 years, but the interest rate that you're averaging after the fees come out, 6%. Well, what does that mean? Well, in 15 years, guess what? You will have $1,071,000 if that's what you actually averaged. We don't know if that's going to be the case over the next 15 years, but let's just say it is. So $1,071,000 and change. Now, here's the thing is that if you're going to live off, pull the money out, financial advisors will say, if they're wise, they'll say not to pull out more than 3%, especially with inflation and everything else going on. Well, 3% of that is really just over $30,000, isn't it? So you're just now a millionaire pulling out below poverty. Now, think of this. After inflation, really, this is going to feel like, and I put the inflation at 4%. I stay pretty conservative. People will tell you 2 or 3%, but that's not true. That's what the government says, so that they don't have to keep paying more Social Security and let it last longer. That's one of their solutions, right, is adjusting with the inflation indexes. But if you look at real life, 4 or 5% is a minimum. So let's just go on the bottom of 4%. Well, that's like having $600,000. 3% of $600,000 is $18,000 a year. You're living at a crappy level of living, aren't you? You don't even have enough. So what's your solution? Keep working? This is why people, when they finally get to that point or really close, say, hold on, this is not feeling like it's enough. I should be further ahead than I am. Like, based on all the returns I'm supposed to be getting and the money I've been packing away, shouldn't I have more money? Well, not when you're fighting against the stream of inflation. Now, when you're dealing with the fact that the actual returns are less than you thought they should have been. And of course, now we're dealing with the fact that you can't live on much. There's no real cash flow here. You guys, that you can't do much with that. But I'll tell you something. So think about that. You're thinking, trying to live off $30,000 or so a year. You know what $200,000 can do? If you earned 10% and that was paying you monthly streams of income, guess what? That's paying you $1,600 a month today. You're almost there. You only have to double it. You keep contributing $24,000 a year instead. Even if you didn't get a match, by the way, even if you're contributing your own $16,000, $17,000 a year into savings rather than to your 401ks, your IRAs, guess what? That money can be turned around and create more cash flow, and you could create more speed of that money. You start making money on that, and let's just say that now it's making at 10%. Well, guess what? Now you're at $1.67 million that grows to. But if that keeps paying you 10%, $1.67 million, now you can live off $167,000 a year, which is about $13,000 a month. Well, that's a heck of a lot better than three or less, $2,500 a month, isn't it? Guys, that's the difference. And so the solutions there is you got to do something different. You cannot do the same old thing. And if you keep doing the same old thing, you're going to get same old results, and you're going to see more and more people. I guarantee there will be a crisis, a retirement crisis coming up, where more and more people say, I thought I was doing enough and it wasn't. And now what are we going to do? And especially with long-term care, people are living longer. They have less money to live on. It's going to create this massive crisis. And I know it. And I know you know it too. We're already seeing it with the baby boomers. And now we're about to see it with Generation X, my generation, where we're in our 40s and 50s right now. And we're just about to see it. If you're a baby boomer, you're already feeling like it's too late. Guess what? There's hope. There can be something different. If you feel like you're stuck, and trust me, you're not alone. There are so many of you that feel like I should be further ahead than I am now. Well, there is hope, guys. You can be further ahead, but it requires a different level of thinking and different strategies in what you've done. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you will keep feeling this way, but it'll only get worse. And the only way to do that is create change and stop it now. Guys, that's what happened with me. I'm telling you, about 4 years ago, I knew I had to change the things with my business. Because, hey, I was doing well with my business. I was creating streams of income. Well, I really put that focus on cash flow. And what are those creating multiple streams of income with investments, both inside and outside of my business? That's when freedom came, guys. And I'm telling you, it's possible for you too. Whether you're a business owner or whether you're working that W-2 job, making maybe good money, it's possible for you too. I'll give you an example. Just in the last week of people I've talked to, like I talked to one guy out in Ohio recently, right? It's funny because he'd been, doing things with options trading and he's been working, his wife's been working and she's actually very, very successful as an executive. And he's been doing some great things within real estate. And as we're talking, he's like, Chris, I think a great goal is if I can even just create $50,000 a year of passive income. And the thing is that we start to look at his situation and start to look at what kind of savings he's got, right? I mean, I started to look at this and I said, $50,000 a year, huh? I'm like, you know what? You know, conservatively, you'll do that in 2 years. Possibly we can even do that this year if we, depending on what we do. I mean, he has all the money there. I was like, technically, you've got all the money here that even making a 10 or 12% rate of return, you could make $50,000 a year starting right now. And that could be actual cash flow coming in, not just growth, right? But actual cash flow paying him $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And I said, that can actually happen. And we can get you in a better place than you are now. You know, and even another guy, I talked to another guy in California, you know, and he's in his 40s as well. And, you know, him and his wife make decent income. They pay a ton in taxes. So I know there's some things we can do there to save them in taxes. But on top of that, they've got money sitting around in savings. He's also got some rental properties in California. And he's like, yeah, I focus really hard on paying them off. I've been following Dave Ramsey. And as I started looking at the situation, I said, you know, what's your goal? He's like, I want to do 100 to 150,000 within 2 years. I told him, I said, you know what? You can do that this year, you know, just by moving money around and how we get to perform for you. You can do that this year, right now. He could seriously be retired before he's 50. And now if you were trying to do the typical stuff, it would take so much longer, guys, way longer if you try to do the same thing in mutual funds. But if you use things like that are actually more certain, things like in real estate, things with different types of funds with actual assets that back them up, not arbitrary numbers that go up and down whenever President Trump tweets, right? You know, it's not based on that. Like, you can have real certainty in your life and you can actually have a good direction and have possibly, I can guarantee in your situation, you probably have more hope than you might think is possible. That's typically what I find with people. Now, some of you guys, it might be a little bit of a more of a battle than 1 or 2 years, but I'm telling you, it's way better than the other alternative, which is never have any hope. And there is hope for you guys. Like I said, if you've got questions, reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's see what we can do together, because I guarantee you that the ripple effect I can create in your life can create a massive ripple effect beyond your life and into your family's life, the community's life, and really, that's the ripple effect I want to create, something that really expands worldwide because you guys become free. That's the whole purpose of the show, is to create that freedom and prosperity for you today. Let's get your money working harder for you right now. Everybody, make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.